This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for July 12, 2021. Along with the Wooden Boat Festival and concerts on the dock, the Port Townsend Film Festival is the latest yearly Port Townsend mainstay to emerge from the pandemic cloud. It will take place the weekend of September 23rd, incorporating a series of in-person events into the already planned virtual schedule. And while the festival isn't using the special guest designation, Seattle-based actor Tom Skerritt, who will appear at a screening of his latest film, East of the Mountains, will appear. The film is based on a novel by Bainbridge Island author David Gooderson, author of Snow Falling on Cedars. According to Rotten Tomatoes, this is Skerritt's first leading role after a long career of memorable supporting roles. MASH, Alien, Top Gun, The Turning Point, and Steel Magnolias. Among the outdoor events is the outdoor public screening on Water Street offered each night of the festival. Legally Blonde is on the schedule, but odds are that one of those screenings will feature Skerritt. Other notable films scheduled for in-person screening are documentaries Lily Topples the World about a domino champion and Fanny, The Right to Rock, the history of an all-female rock band that didn't get the attention it deserved. According to a press release, the festival sponsors are thrilled and honored to bring the festival back to the community. Everything feels new in 2021, so here we are with a new model that all can enjoy. The virtual festival is accessible across the globe. In-person events will be offered as single film tickets, so attendees can pick and choose from the festival offerings rather than needing to buy an expensive pass. Although unlimited virtual passes for $120 offer access to every film that will be streaming along with filmmaker interviews. The event is billed as the 22nd annual Port Townsend Film Festival, even though the 21st iteration never took place. Jefferson County's homeless situation continues to take center stage at county commissioner meetings. On Monday, the commissioners voted unanimously to authorize interim county administrator Mark McCauley to enter into a sale and purchase agreement for 5 parcels totaling 14 plus acres on Mill Road for homeless housing. Commissioners noted they want to ensure safety on the section of the Larry Scott Trail that abuts the property. They also agreed to take a look at how the property could have a shared use with the rest of the community. The commissioners also discussed Jefferson Community School site to be used as transitional and supportive housing for families and individuals, including the elderly. A grant from the Commerce Department will be researched, as well as finding social service agency to manage the project. No new cases of COVID-19 were reported over the weekend. According to the County Health Department, Jefferson County residents have received 37,516 doses of COVID vaccine, resulting in 65% of the population being fully immunized, while 68% have had at least one dose. And 71% of residents who are 12 years and older are fully immunized. 74% have had one dose. For those over age 65, 85% are fully immunized. However, only 37% of the youngest age group, 12 to 17, are vaccinated. As for the variants, the Delta version is predominant in the state at 50%. Outbreak activity is being seen where entire households that are not vaccinated are now infected. And after more than a year of acting as Jefferson County's very own Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Tom Locke is stepping down from the post in order to spend more time with his family. Dr. Allison Berry will take over as county health officer, a post she already holds in Clallam County. Since the two counties have similar statistics and demographics, this makes more sense than last year's proposal to group us with Kitsap and Mason counties. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.